Hey Josh, this is Eddie, and I listened to your episode 170, and I'll be honest with you, this is the coolest podcast you've ever made about sales, and I really love it, and I wanted to thank you so much for this. I'm actually kind of literally shaking right now in excitement on things that I can do. My mind is going crazy because I think about all the different copy I could do. To build on, my power washing, roof cleaning, gutter cleaning business, and this episode, you just completely changed the direction of my entire season. So thank you for that. And yes, I would love to hear all of the different industry things you hear in your Russell Brunson's class, because I love relating that back to how other people buy things. Why do they buy? Well, I need to understand sales and marketing better, because ultimately that's why I'm in business. I guess my big question is, as an owner-operator, I'm just one guy wearing all these hats, and I really enjoy doing it. But eventually, I'm going to get too busy, and eventually, I'm not going to be able to juggle all that juggle it all really. And I really would like to get more direction on. I'm not interested in employees and employee problems because my wife is dead set against it. So what are some of my options, like subcontractors or 1099 employees? How could I leverage my ability to bring in more work, because I've done so much work in sales and marketing to give all other work to people without bringing on problems and issues with my business? So that's kind of where I'm at. I'm able to handle it all right now, but I feel like maybe in another year or two, I'm not going to be able to handle it, and it's just going to explode. And I'm even thinking about getting rid of specific services, and I would hate to do that because I feel like I might be, not taking advantage of the industry I'm in. I'm thinking about getting rid of window cleaning. So, yeah, tell me what you think of that. But yeah, keep these awesome podcasts going, Josh. Thank you.
Welcome to the Quick Talk Podcast with Joshua Latimer, where we discuss business, life, family, faith, struggle, fire, pain, and ultimately winning.
It's time to take massive action.
Look, I can't work harder on your life or business than you do.
It's ultimately all on you.
You know, God created all the food the birds would ever need, but he doesn't put it in their nest. You've got to go get it.
10 out of 10 people buy. So how about doing something today that actually matters while you still can? Hey, what's going on? Welcome to the Quick Talk Podcast. Josh here. What a cool voicemail. Thank you so much for sending that in. I think it's a, first of all, thanks for the kind words. But also, you bring up a really interesting question that I haven't talked about in a while. And my phrase that I use to describe what I'm about to teach you is artisan. Some businesses, maybe they shouldn't scale. And you mentioned how you're worried that, you're going to get so good at the marketing side, then you're going to have to, you don't want employees. So what do? Do you get subcontractors? Do you do it this way? Do you do it that way? How do you handle the scale? And there's a different way to look at this entire situation. And usually on our podcast, I interview people with multi-million dollar companies, and they're doing these huge things, and it's motivational and inspirational, but also kind of like maybe overwhelming, because you might be a long ways from that. But there's more than one way to build a really cool business. Oh, great. My town is like ringing the fire bell. I recorded this podcast at the weirdest time, so sorry about that. Anyway, you can become what's called an artisan business. So I want you to think about food for a minute. There are lots of places to buy food. And sometimes you can go to McDonald's and pay a dollar and get a cheeseburger or something. And yes, it gives you calories. Yes, it will make you not hungry for a while, just like any food. Or you can go to a place like I went to in San Diego a couple weeks ago with my wife called the Crab Hut. And it was pretty cool. These girls that work the front desk at the hotel, I'm like, hey, is there like a cool seafood restaurant? And they're like, go to the Crab Hut. It's super awesome. And I go to the Crab Hut, and it was just me and Ashley, and our bill was $127. To eat crab legs. And we like crab legs, right? And but my point is that we just got food, we got calories. Like, so what's the difference? Well, the difference is in the perceived value, the process. It's in the environment. It's in the ambience of the room, the service. Like, there's just different pieces. It's not about the food. And with your company, you don't have to just get, you know, 10,000 customers and do $5 million in revenue with, you know, 100 employees or something. You don't have to do that. There is a different path that I don't talk about a lot, and it's becoming an artisan. There is a guy, I believe he's in the UK, and he details cars. And there are, how many car detailing companies are there in the United States, right? There's like probably like 100,000 of them or some crazy thing. It's a commoditized thing, kinda, right? And, you know, in, if you're a car detailer, you want more money, and you think the way to get more money is by, you know, running a sale or offering something at a discount or, you know, spending more money on marketing, even though, you know, cash is tight, right? And that's not wrong or bad, but there is a different path. You can become an artisan. This guy in the UK charges $1,000 to detail a car. $1,000 to detail a car. And that's insane. But there's a segment of the market, people that have supercars, people that just are really anal and they want the best car detailer in the world, they're willing to do it. And what he's done is he's decommoditized himself so strongly that he's created his own blue ocean. And I don't remember the last time I talked about red ocean, blue ocean. There's a book called The Blue Ocean Strategy. It's really simple. And most service companies are playing the game in a red ocean. I was talking to my friend Mike Dahlke on the phone this morning, just having a personal conversation. And we were talking about CRMs. Like, there's all these CRMs and it's a total red ocean. And it's like they're all just fighting and clawing and just devouring the market. Like, no, buy my CRM. You want to use Housecall Pro. No, you need to use Jobber. No, Customer Factor, Service Monster, Service Autopilot. There's all these CRMs. Launch 27, there's like a ton of them. And they're all great. They all have different nuances. And what they're doing is they're competing in a red ocean and they're trying to win on either price or on I have this feature and the other person doesn't. And it's just kind of a messy thing. Well, how do you take your service company? If you're a lawn care company or a cleaning business, how do you get out of that? How do you get out of the red ocean, which is filled with the blood of all of your competitors, you know, racing to the bottom, trying to outmarket you or outprice you? How do you get into a blue ocean where you're like by yourself? That's what the car detailer guy has done. He's in his own category and there's no one else over there. Like, and if there is, there's only a handful. And so there's plenty like for everybody, right? So there is another path to profitability, to living the life that you want. It doesn't mean that you have to make more revenue. It just means you have to build a business that serves you well. That's it. Like, there's not a correct business size or too small of a business. That's not real. We got to go back to the first most important question of all, which is, what do you want? Why did you start your company? What was your original intention? And if you don't know what you want, how can we measure if you're getting there? How can I measure if we're moving the ball down the field? So you need to push pause and figure that out first. I don't know what the caller that called in left me this voicemail wanted specifically, but I know that he doesn't want employees. Well, it's hard to make decisions and build a company based on what you don't want. Instead, you need to build your company and make decisions based on what you do want. Okay, hopefully that makes sense. But assuming that you want to make, you know, a lot more personal income without the employee component, one path you could take is being an artisan. So the way to do that isn't just to quadruple your prices and hope for the best. Like, there's a process. You have to actually be better. You have to have a UVP, a unique value proposition that's so different and so unique that it's not even comparable to other companies. That's how you get over into the blue ocean. You also need to focus really heavy on scarcity, right? So make yourself less available. If you're like a gourmet chef and you're just like elite, right? You can't work for 10 restaurants at the same time. Like, the one restaurant that you work at, and maybe you only do dinner service and it's from this time to this time, like, that's scarcity. So people pay a lot more money for your stuff, for your food, right? If you're a window cleaner, maybe you only have, you know, X amount of clients and that's it. And you don't take new clients unless you lose a client, right? Like, you can do this. Kevin Dabrowski talks about this. He's been on my podcast several times. He's super smart. And he talks about, you know, let's say that you make $1,000 a week and you want to make $2,000 a week, but your pricing is really low. And so you're already working like 60 hours a week, right? Well, how do you make more money? Well, it's by raising your prices. You could make $2,000 a week and work half the hours that you are now, but only if you correctly position yourself, create scarcity, you become an absolute master, beast master, ninja master at your service. not just through perceived value, but through the way you do the actual service. Like, you should spend more time. You should, you know, make the customer feel incredible. You should have a very specific type of customer that you serve. The process of how you clean or mow or do your thing has to be just clearly different and clearly better than everybody in the Red Ocean. If you did that and you stuck with it for a season, what'll happen is you're going to be able to avoid hiring more employees, but your personal income is going to go up and up and up and up. And then as you start to get busy, you start dropping off the non-profitable lower level accounts and replacing them with these new high level, highly profitable artisan style accounts, people that they trust only you in their home. Maybe that's your angle. Maybe you have like extreme trustworthiness. And so you market only to people that are really freaked out about letting someone come in their home. And you build an offer and you build the copy on your website and the copy on your marketing in a way that appeals to that specific person. And look, it might take a little while, a couple years to build up enough of these people to support what you want. But think about the outcome. You could have a really simple little business that makes outrageous money, money that people wouldn't ever think was possible from a commoditized little home service business, if you just stick to the plan. And again, you do that by focusing on your UVP, your unique value proposition, or your USP, your unique selling proposition. Like, how do you differentiate yourself? How does your process and systems and the way that you do your business, how do you get it completely next level compared to anybody in your market? How do you build in scarcity into the way that you do business all the time? How do you make it hard to access you? You can do all these things, and there are people that do it. There's actually a lot of window cleaners in the world that make $150,000 a year and work by themselves, like 30 hours a week. And they did it by doing what I'm talking about right now. It takes time, but it is a different path. I don't feel like I ever really talk about that, but it's valid. It's valid if it's what you want. That's my point. Decide what you want. Don't compare it to a guest on the show or to me. You are you. You are unique in the universe. God created you on purpose for a specific purpose. Literally, that's truth. That's what happened. Find out why you're here and then build your business in a way that facilitates you doing the real reason that you're here. Because you are not here to mow a lawn. You're not here to clean a carpet. That is not who you are. It's what you do. The problem is that we become slaves to what we do, and we can never step out and live and become the person that we're really supposed to be. So that's awesome. If you guys have a question for me, keep them coming. I'm getting some really good ones, and I'm really having fun doing this. Just call my voicemail number. It's 810-201-4555. You can leave up to a 3-minute message and just say something encouraging or motivational, or tell me a success story. If this podcast has affected you, let me know. Like, let me play it on the air. Like, let me help inspire other people through your story if you've taken action on the things you've learned here. And also to everybody that's given me iTunes reviews, so stinking grateful. Please keep them coming if you haven't done that yet. Find a way. Give me 2 minutes. Sorry for all the background noise today, too. The audio quality is not great, but the content is great. And this is useful and helpful. I'm appreciative of you. Give me a call, leave me a voicemail, do the iTunes review, and continue to share these in LinkedIn and Facebook groups. It's massively valuable to us. Thank you, thank you, thank you, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, thanks for hanging out, friends. And from all of us here at the Quick Talk Podcast team, we hope you love today's show. We hope that you were inspired to become a doer and not just a listener. Apply what you've heard today in your own business and watch things change for the better. Lastly, remember that all the money in the world can't save your soul. Seek first the kingdom of God, my friends. We'll see you next time.
For more information about the Quick Talk Podcast or Joshua's other businesses, visit our website, quicktalkpodcast.com. Have a blessed day.